Well, certainly, if you look around at some of the mass shooters and the underlying ideology, there's some common threads there. Right now, we are looking at mass shooters really as our biggest terrorist issue domestically. They have killed, I don't even know what the number is statistically right now, but they have had a huge impact on people's ability to feel comfortable going to concerts, to public events. And that's terrorism. Anytime you disrupt and make people fearful, that's terrorism. And I don't think we are even coming close to doing enough against this problem.
Give me your thoughts on where you think we are now in terms of the international terrorism problem.
Unfortunately, it hasn't gone away. I was never one of those voices that was, always out there saying, "Oh, we've defeated so and so because we've dismantled this part of the leadership." Whenever you have an extremist type of ideology and you have followers that are promoting it and willing to sacrifice their life or someone else's in the name of it, you still have a problem, a significant problem. And I think that as far as international terrorist organizations go, we should be worried about the domestic issues, but we also should be concerned about foreign terrorist orgs.
Why did you write this book? It's called The Targeter: My Life in the CIA, Hunting Terrorists and Challenging the White House. Why did you write that?
I didn't see a lot of books that covered anything from the analyst perspective, and so I thought it was important to just insert that into the conversation. Also, majority of the books are really written by people at very senior levels, typically, and I wanted other young women who are interested in a national security career to know what it's like to be at like that mid to senior level manager working within the CIA.
So, were there any pressing feelings about your experience beyond that that you led you to write the book?
Well, really, I think also a big part of it was having that on the ground perspective of the Iraq War. There's been a lot of conversation around the pre-war intelligence, and a lot of it centers on the WMD issue. And I worked on the terrorism issue, and I think that's quite often left out of the conversation. And I think it's really important for the public to understand really what happened in that context.
Okay. It's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, that you started with the CIA in the late 90s and eventually became a targeting officer. What is a target officer? Targeting officer.
Yeah, I started there in 2000, and I started out as an analyst in a traditional role in the DI. Actually, in the book, I walk through my initial job was actually in organizational development and human resources, even though that wasn't my academic background. And I eventually moved into the analyst job because my academic background is in econ. And the traditional analyst, writes papers, briefs policymakers. That's their role, is like the synthesis of all the information that comes into the agency. Eventually, I moved to the operations side and took on a targeting officer role. And that role is really much more tactical, less strategic than the typical analyst. So my focus at that point was really how to disrupt and dismantle Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Okay, so how do you do it? What does a targeting officer do? What are the steps that he or she finds herself engaging in to complete their task?
And from a counterterrorism operations perspective, you're working with their action arm, whether it's joint special operations like SEALs, or if it's the CIA's action arm. And your focus is trying to figure out what are the vulnerability points within a terrorist organization, what would help dismantle that organization, and mapping out the organization itself, whether it's the senior level leaders or the messengers. You are trying to figure out really what are the best insertion points.
That's Neda Bakos, former CIA analyst and targeting officer. She's also author of the new book, The Targeter. JJ Green, WTOP News.